feels like the devil rents a room in my brain. Things I'm ashamed of feel like dear old St. Paul. Things that I wanna do, I don't do at all.
This is Pirate RC, and I'm backstage with Dustin Kinsru at the House of Blues in San Diego. How are you doing, Dustin?
Doing good.
Good. Bury me
deep. Cover me with snow. Wrap me in sleep. Blanket of ghosts.
You've been touring for your solo album, which is definitely different than what you've done with Thrice as their lead singer. And what's the reception been from fans? Have you met a lot of Thrice fans who are into what you're doing now?
Yeah, definitely.
For me, if I followed a songwriter and then they end up doing something else, like, usually interested in, with an open mind, you're be into what they do. But yeah, I've met a lot of people who are Thrice fans that are into this stuff as well.
As far as just how you prep for a show, since you're basically doing a singer-songwriter thing rather than fronting a band, is there anything different that you do before the show?
Not really. I don't have a lot of preparation, and I guess I warm up less vocally. Like, sometimes I'll warm up for a Thrice show, but it's a lot less demanding, this stuff. It's just kind of more settled in my natural range and not pushing it quite so much. So it's, in general, it's just a little more laid back.
As far as you departing from your band to do your own thing for a little bit and then also working with your band, I've seen with a lot of artists when they do that, they tend to stay in the same genre and cause problems with their bandmates and stuff. Do you think your relationship with your bandmates or just the fact that you're in another genre or something else kind of made it a positive thing for you to just do kind of do your LP without a problem?
I don't think there's a kind of a necessity. Like, I'm doing something pretty different. Basically, because I would, you know, anything that could work for Thrice, I would be saving for Thrice. So there's not a whole lot of overlap and issues with that, which I think relieves some of the tension that might be there otherwise.
How did you approach just starting the album and deciding to go and do your own album and bringing in one of your members from Thrice into working with you on it?
Kind of been kicking around the idea of doing a record for a while, and people would encourage me to do that, ask me when I was going to do it. And I finally just decided if I didn't do it when I got home from tour, I was just going to have to put it off for another 2 years or something. And I had some songs that I'd had around long enough that I wanted to just get off my chest and get out there and share them with people. So I think Tepe is a great, you know, up-and-coming engineer and my good friend, so it's pretty easy to just work it out. And we would just track it after Thrice rehearsals at night. I mean, it's all very natural and kind of low-key. It's just, hey, man, do you want to do a record when we get home? I said, yeah.
Cool. You have, what, 8 songs on the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so did you have more written? Do you have more that are kind of just out there right now?
I had a couple other ones written, and got to a certain point, I just felt like it felt really solid and kind of finished. I don't like records to be too long, so I end up deciding just to kind of go with the 8 songs against a lot of people's warnings, but I don't want to just try to give people quantity when I feel like, you know, the product is quality, like when it's finished. And I think people have enjoyed the record a lot because it's not overly long and you're able to really get a sense of it and listen to it in one sitting very easily. And so I think next record will have more than 8, but will still not be, you know, an opus kind of thing.
Okay, and you mentioned a few moments ago about Tepe being an up-and-coming engineer, and you guys co-produced the album together, right?
My album, yeah. He's pretty low-key, but we've developed a really good relationship, like studio relationship, working on my record and on the Thrice stuff. And I kind of just trust his opinion in a lot of things, and if I feel like I want to override something, I just say so, and that's it. It's not like a whole lot of debating, and if I'm unsure, I'd just, like, you pick, you know, you decide which take to use on that or whatever. So it's pretty, we're both kind of pretty mellow people, so it works out really well.
Is this the first time you've produced on any record or album?
Well, I mean, producing kind of a broad term. I mean, it just means you're kind of guiding.
Right.
And so, in a sense, everyone's, you know, co-producing their records with whoever the producer is. But I mean, we, our early records we did without a producer, and the one that Thrice is working on now we're doing by ourselves as well.
Great. I wanted to ask you about To Write Love on Her Arms. Is a charity that you're involved with as far as just sharing revenue from your album, Please Come Home. And can you say a little bit about what that organization is?
It's dealing with the issues of like depression and cutting and suicide, and mostly in a younger age group, but for all people as well. Trying to make some of those issues a little less taboo and let people be able to talk about them and deal with them. And they're kind of at a fledgling state of trying to provide more support themselves for these things, but they also hook people up with different organizations that can help them. And I think it's just a center of hope for a lot of people and letting them know that they're not alone in these struggles. And I think facilitating people who have dealt with those problems as well to help others who are in the midst of them.
So how did you get involved with that group? Did they come to you, or did you just hear about them?
I wrote to Jamie, who started it, after I'd read his story. That kind of was the focal point for the beginning of their whole push, I guess. And my band was in the story, and it ends with a quote from one of our songs. So I thought that was interesting, and I just wrote him. And I thought that, you know, what he was doing was great, the writing was great, and I just kind of sent him an email, and we developed a relationship from there and have become good friends since then. So
it's great. And it's awesome too that you've decided to share. It's actually 5%, right, of the sales.
Of my profits.
It's great. In your shows, you tend to do covers of songs from even modern artists. One that's been talked about is your Imogen Heap cover. How do you choose what songs to cover? Are they just songs you enjoy, or is there something else?
I think Nick told me I should try covering that one. My manager, he was just kind of fishing around for stuff. He thought it would work well. So I kind of thought it wouldn't work at all, and then I tried it, and I don't know how well it worked. Some people really liked it, I guess. Certain songs I'll just mess around on guitar, and I tend to like ones that I can kind of push a little more and get into, which that one's like really low-key. So right now I'm doing like Springsteen, State Trooper, old traditional song called Mary Don't Weep, and I think I'm going to cover Hospital Beds by Cold War Kids tonight. They're friends of ours. They're an awesome band.
Who are your influences musically?
Yeah, writing anything, I don't really think about what I'm trying to write. I just kind of mess around, especially this stuff. It's just me sitting around with my guitar and kind of seeing what comes out. But as far as artists I look up to, Johnny Cash would be a big one, Elvis Costello, Tom Waits.
Yeah, a fan, Isaac Miranda, had a question just about how you come up with your lyrics. He said he's a songwriter, considers himself a songwriter, but he can't really come up with lyrics that equal someone like you who you really respect. So what's your process with them?
It's really hard, I mean, to make good lyrics, I think, and takes me a long time, and I kind of am perfectionist about it, so I will go back and back until I really feel comfortable with it. Certain times I come under the gun and I'll throw something out there, and sometimes it ends up being good and sometimes not, I guess. But like For Miles on the last record was written like in one night, and I wasn't that sure about it. I sang it, and then I think people really responded to it. So you never know. I probably overthink it a lot. But for me, it's just been, you know, writing a lot and slowly getting better at it, I guess.
Is there anything autobiographical about your lyrics, or they just tend to be more like fictional stories?
It just depends. Some of them are, like on the new record, or on my record, Pistol is pretty autobiographical, I believe is. And then other ones have elements of that. You know, I think you have to connect with your story in some sense, and even if you weren't in the exact situation, like, you know, I think we all share a lot of common things, you know, in our lives. Yeah, I kind of do whatever, so usually it's not so autobiographical.
When you're doing solo work versus work with your band, is it collaborative with your band? Or
it's very collaborative. we all write. I mean, I write all the lyrics, but we all write the music, and you know, someone will bring a part, and someone else will build on that, and we'll jam on it, and someone else will build some more. But it's really different with each song, how it ends up coming to be. Some of them should be a demo, and we'll just start kind of building it recording-wise, and it'll be there pretty quickly.
On your album, Please Come Home, do you have a favorite song or a song that kind of hits you the most?
Kind of shifts. I like Blanket of Ghosts a lot, especially the way it turned out on the record, I think is really good. Blood and Wine, I think, is good. Pistol's a well-crafted song. I like the progression of the story in it, resolution and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those just really good narrative songs.
Thanks.
Those are
I'm trying to get better at crafting those and making them really good. So it's definitely kind of in the new territories for me as far as the way that you craft more of a mellow story type song. In a lot of ways, it's sometimes easier though. Like some of the Thrice stuff is just very awkward to turn into a story because the shifts are so big dynamically and stuff.
Love how you curse when I wake you up. Sweetly demand that I fill your cup with the smile of your cool gunpowder glare. Honey, you lay me bare. You're the girl of my dreams and a pistol, it seems. But you shoot me straight and true. Time to lay down my bets. Oh, I put all my money on you.
Do you tend to read or involve yourself in literature at all?
Yeah, I read a lot. And I definitely draw a lot from that. But not quite so much on this last record. But Thrice and in general, I think a lot of my thought is just influenced by what I read.
Cool. Do you have any authors that you're currently really into, or does it just vary?
I'm always into C.S. Lewis. Just read Cash. I eat Cash. It's phenomenal. I actually read his first autobiography first, Man in Black, which is hard to find now, but they're both worth reading. I'm glad I read them in that order.
Do you have a favorite Thrice song, or any songs that you enjoy more than others?
I'll find myself every once in a while looking back at a song and being like, oh, that song's really good, or I really like the lyrics to that, but I like a lot of stuff on the new records that we're doing, the Earth and the Water records.
Your new album, I read on the blog, is about that.
And we're kind of just sequencing this week, and then we'll be finished.
What's in your CD player now, or if you're more an iPod person, what do you kind of have on shuffle?
I've been saying the same thing for the past 3 months, but it's just because I haven't changed the CDs out of my car. I've been listening to the new Tom Waits, Ryan Adams, Jacksonville City Nights, Django Reinhardt.
You've toured a lot. I mean, you've toured a lot with Thrice, and then even right now you've been touring as well. Where are your favorite places to play?
Every city's different. Every time you're in a city, it feels different, you know, because you're always a different person, I guess. But I like places where people aren't jaded. Just played up in Santa Barbara. It was just a cool show. I was at a college, and everyone's just happy and excited to see music, and a bunch of local college groups played like a couple songs each, and it was just a really fun vibe. I don't have a lot of patience for people who are trying too hard to be cool, and you know, I'd rather have a good time, and so that was one of my favorite shows I've done in a while. I also did another college show up in Monterey that was really cool, and places where people don't have shows all the time, they appreciate it, and they're not too cool, so
cool. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
You took my heart and turned your back on me, and you hit the town, and you hit the bottle hard. You race round in your fancy cars, and you blow all your money on brothels, beds, and bars. Before Stands you with